We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
The death of a black man in Minneapolis during an arrest by white officers has led Chicago police to issue guidance and instructions to its officers about proper methods for restraining suspects.
A cell phone video shows a Minneapolis police officer kneeling on the neck of George Floyd for nearly 8 minutes, as investigators say he was being arrested on suspicion of passing a counterfeit bill. The video shows Floyd becoming unresponsive. Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown says he wanted all of his officers to watch that video.
We didn't want to assume that everyone's seen the video of that incident in Minneapolis. So we've done that, and we've conveyed really a strong message that we don't expect our officers have done anything like that.
Brown says Chicago police officers were also reminded of the training they had already received on the proper techniques to restrain suspects. Brown says the message he's delivering to Chicago police officers is that overly aggressive treatment of suspects will, in his words, not be tolerated. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A man is dead after he was allegedly pushed in front of a CTA train during an argument with another man early today. The incident took place at the 87th Street station on the Red Line. Police say two men got into a disagreement and one punched the other and then pushed him onto the tracks where he was hit by a train. The suspect was taken into custody and is facing charges.
As most of Illinois reopens today, Governor Pritzker is expected to tweak his stay-at-home order regarding churches and the number of people who can attend services.
The governor's order will now suggest churches and limited indoor gatherings have 10 or fewer people. It does not mandate 10 or fewer. Still, the state public health department stresses it's safer to conduct church services online, on TV, or in drive-in situations. Meanwhile, legal challengers to the governor's previous orders for churches are claiming victory. Peter Breen of the Thomas More Society says this is a total and complete victory for people of faith. He says the governor abused the COVID-19 pandemic to, quote, stomp on the religious liberty of the people of Illinois.
June 3rd is the day Chicago restaurants with outdoor seating can look forward to reopening.
Some restaurants will do better than others. Glenn's Diner on Montrose near the Brown Line had sidewalk seating pre-pandemic, and General Manager Debbie Edick says she hopes to be able to have some seating out there.
Some of the restaurants who have the opening doors, they're going to be allowed to where they can open the windows and stuff. We don't have that flexibility. So some restaurants will do fine. Those with rooftops, those with parking lots that they can turn into seating, those places will do fine. Or those who have private seating areas away from the sidewalks.
Edick says they might be able to get 3 tables on the sidewalk, allowing for pedestrians to be socially distant. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The city of Naperville is joining other communities in loosening outdoor dining regulations. The move will allow extended hours, set a process for use of city sidewalks for dining areas, and allow the city to close certain public parking spaces to use them for seating areas.
A suburban coroner has identified a body recovered from the West Branch of the DuPage River.
The body has been identified as Anna DeJong from West Chicago. Patch.com says a witness told police she saw DeJong on May 15th get swept into the river while walking two dogs. The paper says DuPage County Forest Preserve officers found DeJong's body while searching by kayak in Blackwell Forest Preserve, the site where she was swept into the river. The preliminary cause of death is drowning. Keith Johnson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Plans are being unveiled for redevelopment of the former South Chicago YMCA building on the 3000 block of East 91st Street. Block Club Chicago reports the $26 million project includes renovation of 101 senior apartments with energy-efficient heating and cooling systems, as well as a new roof and landscaping improvements. In addition, the recreational area will be converted into a 40,000-square-foot community space.
Woodfield Mall in Schaumburg plans to reopen today, although specific plans have not been released. A mall employee tells the Sun-Times it will open at 11 a.m. Spokesmen for other Chicago-area malls say some are planning to open on Monday, while others have not yet released their plans.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.